The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, January 11th. What to know about the current calls to remove President Trump from the White House early? We'll explain the possible options and who is and is not on board. Also, more arrests and more online threats after last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol. Which ceremony experts say could be targeted next? Plus, which social media app just got kicked out of the main app stores? We're taking a look at the biggest night in college football and what to expect from the world's largest technology show. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, some U.S. lawmakers are thinking about two never-been-done-before actions that could remove President Trump from office. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says either Vice President Mike Pence needs to use the 25th Amendment to immediately take over for Trump, or the U.S. House will move towards a second impeachment this week. Neither option has ever happened in U.S. history. But Pelosi says it's necessary. She and others argue President Trump incited the violent riot at the U.S. Capitol last week and needs to be held accountable, though some lawmakers are pushing back. Let's talk about each option. First up, Pelosi will ask the House today for consent to try and persuade the vice president to use the 25th Amendment. If Pence agrees, that's the quicker option. It does require the vice president and a majority of Trump's cabinet to sign on. A source told CNN that Vice President Pence is at least considering it, but has not made a decision one way or another. Though NPR reports Pence was not calling Pelosi back about this last week, and it's unlikely. Either way, if the 25th Amendment is used, Pence would get the presidential powers immediately. Pelosi is giving him 24 hours to decide. If he does not take action by then, she says the House will start talking about impeachment likely by Wednesday. Now, keep in mind, the whole process takes a lot of time, and it likely will not actually lead to President Trump's early removal. Because even if President Trump becomes the first president to be impeached twice by the House, it would still be up to the Senate to decide whether to convict and remove him from office. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the earliest the Senate would start that process is likely right after President Trump's term ends. Still, senators could move forward with it, even after President Trump leaves the White House. So what would be the point? Well, if he is successfully impeached and the Senate also votes to convict him, the president would lose his government pension and his million-dollar travel allowance. He would no longer be guaranteed a lifetime full Secret Service detail, and Trump would not be able to run for office ever again. That said, at least a handful of House Republicans are against that effort. In fact, they've asked President-elect Biden to help stop Pelosi from moving forward with any action, saying the country is divided enough as it is, and the last thing we need is another partisan issue to fight about. It seems like Biden is not getting involved either way, though. On Saturday, he said, quote, "What Congress decides to do is for them to decide." As CBS News reports, Vice President Pence could be making some public comments about all of this today, so stay tuned. Some of the people shown in pictures and videos storming the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday are now facing legal consequences. The AP reports at least 90 people have been arrested now, and so far at least 20 are facing federal charges. And the U.S. Justice Department has not stopped looking for even more people involved. Meanwhile, President Trump has ordered American flags to be flown at half-staff at all public and military facilities around the country. It's in honor of two Capitol police officers who died. You'll remember one of them was attacked by a mob of rioters who invaded the Capitol, and that officer later died at the hospital. In response, the U.S. Attorney's Office opened a homicide investigation. Another officer died on Saturday while off duty. So far, Capitol Police have not released an official cause of death for that second officer, but the Washington Post and the AP cite sources who say he died by suicide. While he did reportedly respond to the riot on Wednesday, it's still not clear if his death is actually linked to it. In the days following the Capitol siege, some experts are now warning about more calls for violence online. But this time, they say the target is President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration ceremony. There's a counter event planned already called a Million Militia March, set to happen the same day, January 20th, in Washington, D.C. And there's apparently been some aggressive, even threatening posts in forums about that. So now the Washington, D.C. mayor is asking the Department of Homeland Security to issue a pre-disaster declaration to get more resources available as soon as possible. Already, Capitol Police say they're working to take another look at inauguration security now. And speaking of the inauguration, President Trump announced on social media that he will not be attending. That makes him the first president in 152 years to skip his successor's inauguration. However, senior administration officials say Vice President Mike Pence will be there. A passenger plane with more than 60 people on board crashed over the weekend. The jet had taken off from the Indonesian capital of Jakarta just minutes before it went down. It apparently took on heavy rain and ended up plummeting into the sea. At this point, there appears to be no hope of finding any survivors. Still, divers are determined to recover remains for loved ones, as well as evidence for investigators to figure out what went wrong. The plane was a Boeing 737-500. Now, that's not to be confused with the 737 MAX involved in two deadly crashes a couple years ago. This time around, the plane was 26 years old, and the BBC says airlines do generally prefer to fly newer aircraft, though it's not uncommon for a plane that old to still be in service. The investigation continues. The U.S. is again setting new records for new COVID-19 infections and deaths, and numbers are now rising in nearly every state. Meanwhile, vaccinating Americans is still top of mind, and the FDA commissioner is now urging states to start vaccinating lower priority groups against COVID-19. That does not mean all Americans can now get a shot, but in certain places, a lot more people could qualify. For example, some states have opened up vaccines to people with pre-existing conditions or people with essential jobs. But again, it depends on where you live. All right, we have more news coming up, but first let's take a quick break for our sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne and skincare seriously. Prescription acne treatment can really work, but it's not always easy to come by. Well, Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. All you do is fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history, snap a few selfies, and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats acne, but they can also help you hit your other skincare goals. I appreciated how quick and easy the whole process really was. And right now, you can get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/newsworthy. Just use our code newsworthy. This code is available to only our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/newsworthy and click begin visit. Then use the code newsworthy at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's APOSTROPHE apostrophe.com/newsworthy and use that code newsworthy to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. Now back to the news. It is college football's biggest night of the year. The Alabama Crimson Tide and Ohio State Buckeyes are competing for the national championship. Both teams come into tonight's game undefeated. But Alabama is considered the front runner. It's ranked number one. And if the Crimson Tide does win, this will be their sixth national championship under coach Nick Saban and the 13th overall. Ohio State is ranked third. And if the Buckeyes win tonight, it will be their seventh national championship. The game starts at 8 p.m. Eastern in Miami Gardens, Florida. Today, President Trump is expected to return to the public eye for the first time since the riots at the Capitol, and he'll be talking about big tech. It comes after Twitter's decision on Friday to permanently ban the president from his personal account for fear they could incite more violence. This means even his old tweets cannot be pulled up. In response, President Trump issued a statement accusing Twitter employees of having, quote, coordinated with Democrats and the radical left to silence me. And he's not the only one who has criticized big tech for what they call censorship of conservative voices. Now, the Washington Post reports Trump is in negotiations to join other social networks, and he might even create an online platform of his own. Remember, last week he was also locked out of Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and the streaming platform Twitch. And with that, many of his allies jumped to Parler if they weren't there already. That's a social media company that calls itself a less restrictive platform. But now, both Apple and Google removed Parler from their app stores. They say the company does not review user posts well enough and allows too many that encourage violence and crime. Then Amazon pulled Parler off its web hosting service early this morning for the same reason. In response, the Parler CEO posted a statement online accusing tech giants of acting together to, quote, completely remove free speech off the internet. He guessed Parler would be back up on app stores in about a week, but he also told Fox News the bans could put him out of business. The world's largest technology expo gets underway today. We're talking about the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES. It usually happens in Las Vegas every January and attracts more than 100,000 people. But this year, the entire event will be held online instead because of the pandemic. Now, that said, there will be no shortage of new tech on display. You can expect to see the latest and greatest when it comes to drones, robotics, 3D printing, artificial intelligence, and automobile technology. CNET reports a lot of the tech this year will likely be influenced by the pandemic. For example, home entertainment systems could be a big talker since some people are avoiding in-person theaters these days. Same deal with home fitness gear, like wearable devices and health apps. CES starts today and goes through Thursday. It's a big day for SpaceX and NASA. For the first time, it's bringing a capsule full of cargo from the International Space Station to a splashdown in the Atlantic Ocean. And with it comes some new science experiments for researchers here on Earth. For example, live mice will be sent back. Researchers hope to use them to see exactly how eyesight changes after spaceflight. There are also some 3D engineered heart tissues. They study how changes in gravity affect cells, and results could help scientists better understand and treat heart problems here on Earth. And that's it for your main news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. You may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're making 2021 plans or on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Okay, now back to Money Monday. So today we're talking about some financial institutions, sports organizations, and other businesses spending their money differently because of last week's capital attack. For example, the hotel chain Marriott and the insurance company Blue Cross Blue Shield say they've suspended political donations to lawmakers who voted against certification of the electoral votes last week, at least temporarily. Meanwhile, the banks JP Morgan Chase and Citigroup say they'll pause all donations to political action committees. JP Morgan Chase says it wants politicians to focus this time on helping the American people rather than campaigning for money. Also of note, the National Association of Manufacturers called on Vice President Mike Pence to go ahead and consider invoking the 25th Amendment. And the PGA of America, representing thousands of golf professionals, decided to cut ties with President Trump. It means the PGA Championship will not happen at Trump's New Jersey golf course next year as originally planned. Of course, plenty of others wanted to keep their distance from this issue completely. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.